7 o'clock hour.
Just call me Mike McCarthy over here with my clock management, although Matt LaFleur is not always on point either.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
I want to get to this before trivia, and Tosh is going to get ready for whatever he's got going on. But the joint practice, which again starts at 1:50 p.m. Wisconsin time. I am not there. Our guy Domofsky's not there. Bill Huber is there. A few other beat folks are there. But still a couple hours away. Tausch, you were entering season 6 of your career in 2005 when the Buffalo Bills came to town, and then they were the like opponent on Family Night, which was pretty wild. And then we were obviously still in year, starting season 4 of Wilde and Tausch in 2019, when the Houston Texans came to town and Aaron Rodgers complained about having a joint practice with them and how they went about it. And Goody said to me at an Associated Bank event, "What's with your boy?" I'm curious, what should we be concerned about and what should be the good stuff that comes out of doing a joint practice?
Well, I mean, you get great tape. You can get really good, I think, evaluation as far as some of the guys that are bubble guys or, you know, depth players. And you're able to really hone in, I think, on some blitz, really some, you know, goal line and situational football that you want to get those reps in, that even if you played your starters in a preseason game, you're not sure you're going to get. So the fact that you can control some of these situations and really get some good work against a different opponent, that I think is going to be the goal today for LaFleur and his crew.
Do you remember getting into any fights back in 05? I know it's 20 years ago now, but like I know in Cincinnati,
it's been a while.
Elton got booted from a practice for getting into it, right? I mean, it's
and you know what? Coaches always act like they're mad about that. They love it. Now, it's one thing if you get one and then you have 15 fights and everything's just a blank show. That's not what you're looking for, but you want to see some edge. And if somebody hits one of your guys a little bit late, I can tell you this for sure. Coaches are much happier if you go into attack mode, go farkas it, rather than sit back and be a little passive you-know-what. That is not what you're looking – you want to see the fight, but you want to get the execution, and you don't want that to be disruptive. So it's a fine line that you're looking at. I don't recall a ton of it. I think when we scrimmaged him in the Family Night, it got a little chippy about midway through. But I thought you try to just get as much good work in as you can, and hopefully, obviously, you want everybody to stay healthy. But you want the intensity, but you also don't want it to go too far, and that's always a slippery slope.
I will be curious to see if they can avoid those types of moments, but it'll be interesting. Again, I'm not there in person, but we will have full coverage and we'll find out what's going on. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur a little bit later before the practice kicks off. I will say this in one defense that I've given for Aaron Rodgers belly aching in 2019. Matt LaFleur was worried about the fact that Chuck Pagano, the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears.
Brother.
Yeah, we can't do joint practice talk without this story.
His brother was on the Texans staff.
I don't. Oh, my God.
And the fact that Matt LaFleur, as a first-year head coach, was worried about that and decided to vanillify what he ran in the joint practice, I think Rodgers had a legitimate gripe. Because, as Tausch just said, you get great tape.
That was his excuse. He just didn't want it. He didn't want to do it.
Well, he definitely didn't want to do it.
And that was the excuse. And you could. Yes. Yeah.
He definitely didn't want to do it.
I don't know how much.
I think
there's
Matt LaFleur
always
would admit
always the
that
concern,
was a mistake
right?
by him. The whole idea of
Which
this
part?
Is that the video,
what was the mistake?
The film that he didn't just let it all hang out and just run their stuff.
Yeah.
The whole point of joint practice,
Jason, there's video
is
on
there's
all
no
this
film
stuff.
For yes. everyone to look at for your actual yeah. opponents to see. That's the whole idea. Otherwise, you might just play a preseason yeah. game.
Well, I think, you know, there's I understand the whole thing, and I get that these coaches are all, you know, covert and wanting to do. And you can think back. I can remember when Greta Van Susteren taped something and we couldn't run it. And Jimmy Johnson talks about the shovel pass that he saw on film that Buffalo was running, and then they stuffed it out and caused the fumble. And every coach is sensitive to that. But at some point, you just got to go do your stuff.
Yes.
And you can do things. You don't need to show everything you're doing. Just go out, run your base stuff, run your and try and get some eval and try to just great competition in different scenarios. And you can control at least the quarterbacks and some of the guys from an injury standpoint, and you move on with your life. If you're going to go in there scared of any of that, don't do it. Just cancel the
Roger,
thing and move on
that,
with your
That
life.
Was exactly what Rodgers was criticizing him for, though. That's exactly the criticism he had.
Yeah,
and I think he was right.
And Aaron should have criticized him privately. He should have criticized him
Agreed.
Privately rather than doing it publicly, because then and LaFleur's got to try and justify it. And then it becomes, well, Chuck Pagano's cousin watched something and had a birthday party with Frankie. And that whole thing just got crazy. And then the whole narrative just got away from it.
All right, you're gonna step aside. Plus, you're starting to sound like Optimus Prime again. So we'll give you a minute to take a beat, have a meal.
Give me a beat.
We're gonna play trivia now, Jesse. We have to play double trivia of Wisconsin geography without Tausch, not on a Wednesday but on a Thursday. So which callers would you like?
Correct. It's double Wisconsin geography Thursday today, thanks to. Pirate trivia yesterday and Jordan Yarr. Love breaking news on Tuesday. So double Wisconsin geography Thursday. Let's do caller 12 for the Brewers 12 game winning
and
streak.
And caller 24 for their 24 game winning streak they're going to finish up on.
Sure. We can
well,
do
that's
it.
Bold.
Yeah, no, Wisconsin geography is one of our most popular trivia segments. I am very confident we will easily get to caller 12 and 24.
All right, caller 12 and caller 24 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia after I tell you that the Labor Day mattress sale is already underway at Steinhoffels, and they are your go-to for all the top mattress brands. Save big on Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest adjustable base sets, up to $700 off Tempur-Pedic and up to $900 off Beautyrest. Plus, are you looking for something organic? Steinhoffels has certified organic avocado sets, and you can save up to $950 only at Steinhoffels. And don't forget, they've also got that 60-month 0% financing available as well. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away, on the road. All right, time for trivia. We'll get Tausch back in a little bit. By the way, if I may, and I do believe this is a partner, so I don't have to worry about Tausch in my head saying, oh, do they make ice cream too? They maybe make ice cream. But, Jesse, have you had these flapjacks in a cup from Kodiak?
Oh, yes, they're fantastic.
These
we
are
love
unbelievable.
Kodiak. Yeah.
Like, I am such a huge fan. They're high in protein. You know, we know Eleanor and Sydney, who is our Eleanor on our team at the Wilde House, need more protein. They are so, they're, you don't even know you're getting the protein. So good.
Yeah,
big
they're incredible. There's a muffin one. I had a blueberry muffin one the other day. They have these granola bars. Are fan. Everything Kodiak has is incredible.
I went S'mores Flapjack Power Cup,
good call.
They also make these breakfast sandwiches now too. They've got pancakes as the outside. Oh, can't beat them. All right, I'm not an paid endorser. I'm just telling you that this stuff is really good. Now, let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. Now, we've had a lot of first-timers lately. We don't have those today, which is good because we're on, kind of a time crunch.
Nah, we're good.
And so we got some savvy veterans here. First, I feel like this guy's played every week. Caller 12 is JJ in Dodgeville.
Saw him at Pizza Hut in Platteville last week. He was one of the
everywhere.
Fans that came by. Huh?
JJ, how you doing, JJ?
Hey, it's great. Good to be on again.
Great to have you. You're always a ray of sunshine for us. And caller 24 is Mailman Matt in Appleton. Second call from Appleton today. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you again.
Great to have you. And we appreciate everyone's loyalty to the show. All right, I've got Jesse's questions here. Jesse, how would you like to do this with no Tausch? You want just me to do all six?
Well, that's usually what you do when Tausch is here.
I know, but I feel like, you worked very hard on these. All right, here we go.
You tell me what you want to do.
You know what? I'm just going to do it. I got it. All right, question one for JJ is this. Tausch is hosting today, although not right now, at an undisclosed golf course. Maybe it's this one. Which Wisconsin golf course hosted the PGA Championship in 2004, 2010, and 2015? Was it Whistling Straits, TPC Wisconsin, or Pirates Cove Adventure Golf?
Yar!
I think. Where are they again? I forgot the second one.
Your choices again: Whistling Straits, TPC Wisconsin, or Pirates Cove Adventure Golf.
Oh, it's Whistling Straits.
It is indeed. One for one for you. All right. Question one for you, Matt, is this. Well, this sounds almost like the exact same question. Tausch is hosting today at an undisclosed golf course. Maybe it's this one. After being delayed a year due to COVID-19 pandemic, which Wisconsin golf course hosted the Ryder Cup in 2021? Was it Whistling Straits, TPC Wisconsin, or Vitense Golfland?
I'm not into golfing, so I'm going to go with B.
TPC Wisconsin. Like the other question, the answer was Whistling Straits, which may be the course that Tausch is at as well. All right.
You never know.
We'll bounce back on question two, Matt. Question two first, JJ, is this. A latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Kohler, Kaukauna, or Kewaskum?
Kewana.
I'm sorry. Kohler, Kaukauna, or Kewaskum?
Oh. Kohler.
It's not Kohler. It's not Kewaskum. It's not Kewanee. Correct answer is Kaukauna. Kaukauna. All right, Matt, question two for you.
If Kewanee was one of the options, that might have been the right answer.
That's possible, yeah.
So it's a tough break for JJ.
Yeah. Question two for you, Matt, is this. A longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it Muskego, Mosinee, or Muscadet?
I'm going to go with Muscadine.
I like to read it as Muscoda, but I think phonetically, Mike Tausch claims to. That is correct. Well done. Muscadet is the correct answer. All right, question three, JJ. This is a big one for you, buddy. Which Wisconsin city is home to the Northwoods League baseball team known as the Doc Spiders? The Doc Spiders. Is that Kenosha, Fond du Lac, or La Crosse?
Fond du Lac.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go. All right, Matt, your question three, and a chance at a tie of two correct answers apiece, is this. Which Wisconsin city is home to the Northwoods League baseball team known as the Woodchucks? The Woodchucks. Green Bay, Wausau, or Wisconsin Rapids?
I'm going to go with my father's birthplace, Wausau.
Yeah! Thank you to Matt's father. All right, JJ, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the four entries into tomorrow's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, love you guys. I love you guys.
And Matt, you got two out of three, so you also have three out of the four possible entries into tomorrow's drawing. We appreciate you as well, buddy. Thanks.
Good talking to you again. Take care.
Always, always great. Yes, we love you guys, too. Appreciate you both. Jesse, what'd you think of how that went?
Not a bad performance from either. I was hung up on asking this question, and I didn't. How many Northwoods League baseball teams are in the state of Wisconsin?
That's great.
If you had to guess.
I'm going to say I know of four for sure. There's probably one I don't know of. I'm going to say five.
Nine.
Shut the front
Nine.
Door.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Northwoods League teams.
La Crosse Loggers, Eau Claire Express, Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Green Bay Rockers, Kenosha Kingfish, Lakeshore Chinooks, Madison Mallards, Wausau Woodchucks, and Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Wow. What a great league. It really is great, by the way. I once threw out a first pitch at a Mallards game a long time ago.
Get you back.
We're going to get Tausch back. He's going to rejoin us. That will happen from a undisclosed golf course that you may have figured out from the trivia questions.
Playing the Cove again today, huh?
Big yar! He's using his pirate voice as he plays. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Dancing around that college bar these days, I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
Oh, I remember. Wildy and Tausch rolls on. I don't know how Tausch would choose to miss double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on a Thursday trivia, but he did, but he's back.
Come on, old T.
Yeah, you would think.
That's, well,
priority-wise.
You know, it's preseason. I'm trying our best. You know how that goes.
Resting the starters for the when it matters?
Yeah, I mean, I saw all these injuries coming up, and I wanted to make sure I was fresh before my big golf match. I wanted to get freshened up.
Now We even lost you on video. Now this is
what we've got now. Well, this will freshen you up. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, so I got a couple of things to bring up here this morning, but there's one thing that has been bothering me. I've been on a text throughout the morning here.
Bothering you as much as it's bothering me that you're blurry?
Yeah, I know. That happens, too.
You've never looked better.
Tough day on video. I think I've brought this up before with you guys. When we have a friend who is coming from out of state to join us up north this weekend. And he texts,
you gotta go pick his dogs up?
We are not picking his dogs up. No. No dogs involved with this one.
Not taking him to the airport.
Okay. Dogs are barking today.
He says, can I bring anything? Is there anything I should bring or pick up on the way? And I asked Becca, because she's kind of the planner. And I said, is there anything we should have Fasano pick up? No. We're good.
Who?
Tier one, Fasano. Stood
what
in the way.
What tier level is...
He stood in the wedding.
I've never heard of Fasano.
He was
before.
In the wedding party. You were at the wedding. You were that looking
doesn't
up
matter.
At our royal
Somebody
throne.
Else was
and he
too,
was.
And they dropped to tier. They dropped to tier two. So, I don't know.
He's a tier one friend. He is coming
right,
up
I'm not
going to
argue
this
with your
weekend.
Two, all right.
So I asked Becca, is there anything
Jason,
we should
have you heard of a Fasano?
Never heard of Fasano before. Seems
no,
like a
it's the
Fasano.
First mention of Fasano ever.
It is not the first mention.
Good one.
All right. So he's coming.
I thought so.
To us. To us it is.
May I continue?
I suppose.
I don't know. Do you want to?
If someone asks to bring something and the host says no, are you still obligated to bring something anyway?
Yes.
Why is that a thing?
Yes. You should bring some. Because it's common courtesy. You ask as a courtesy thing, because a lot of times they'll be very specific, like, yeah, bring a dessert or bring a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they ever say bring an entree, bring the main meal, you don't go. But bring a 12-pack, bring a case, bring a bottle, bring what you like drinking. But if they say you bring the brisket and smoke it, and you just say, no, I can't make it. I mean, isn't that kind of how this goes? But yes, you should bring something. Typically, it's you bring something that you're going to drink so you're not completely cashing them. And if you want to drink a little of their bourbon or whatever it might be. But yeah, always bring something. Don't go empty-handed.
Bring some of Tausch's brisket. So we like chewy brisket.
Sounds like an oddly specific couple of references there.
I've heard that before, yes.
Why doesn't the host just say nothing specific, bring whatever you
well,
want?
Well, Jason, do you disagree? Like, what
no,
you,
I totally
you know, Jason,
agree.
If
house,
the host
if did,
says, no, don't oh, okay. bring anything, then you're not expected to bring anything.
So then you get creative and bring something fun anyway. Come on.
Yeah, what do you want the host to say? No, bring 6 gallons of potato salad. Like, is that what you want him to say?
Bring some drinks for the group. Bring some Coors Lights
handle
for the group.
A Tito's.
Yeah, bring some Quick Trip cookies or Glazers or Dunkers.
Maybe you can make your own variety pack.
They're on sale right now.
That's what I hear. Like,
yeah, they're on sale.
Just offer something up or say, yeah, bring a dessert. Bring a snack. Like, we can always use snacks.
Okay,
right, so,
well, Fasano didn't
right, so
do
did you
that.
Tell, what did you
no,
tell Fasano
I'm saying
to do?
Becca's
what
the problem here because Becca's the one who's saying, no, don't. You don't need to bring anything. So if you want him to bring something.
I don't want
something,
any part of this. If we're criticizing Becca,
if you
I'm
want,
out.
If any host, this particular situation happens to be my wife. If the host wants you to bring something, don't tell them, no, you don't need to bring anything when they ask, what can I bring?
I think
Did
there's
you have
nothing
this discussion
wrong
with Becca already.
Yeah,
we've
I
had mean, it many I, times. When
I
we've
got
been
no
invited
problem.
Places most
what
times.
Did you?
I, let's get out of it. I don't want to do the same.
Aww.
I don't have any
no, I
problem
do.
With I'll let you handle it. I'm just going to state my position and move on. My position is nothing wrong with saying you don't have to bring anything. If you want to bring something, great. Don't worry about it, though. We got it covered. And then if somebody brings stuff, great. And if they don't, you're not mad because you told them they didn't have to bring anything. So I have no problem with this approach. None. Zero. Zilch.
Agreed. You can't be upset with someone for not bringing something if
correct.
You tell them, no, you don't need to bring anything. But if you
correct.
Say, no, you don't need to bring anything, and then later on you're like, I can't believe they didn't bring anything. Like, that's on you.
Well, does Becca do that?
Not normally. Not normally, but other people do.
Is she going to with Fasano? Are you nervous?
No, not in this situation. This is his only time
well,
coming up
bring
this
it up?
Year.
So why'd you bring it up?
Yes.
Okay, so why'd you bring
because
this
I'm on this
here.
I'm on this group that he's like, what can I bring? What can I pick up? And he's like, no, we're good. And then I say, no, we're good. Oh, are
well,
you sure?
What would you have
like,
answered?
Well, so then
Jesse,
just tell him to bring something
you,
and then you're done.
What clearly, you, I should have done that from the. I should tell him, you know what? Just bring some Coors Light. That's
so
what I
is that
do.
What you wanted to tell him?
It is now.
Is that? I mean, but what did you end up? If you had not had Becca jump in here, would you have just said bring some Coors Light? That's what you would have said.
I would have said if you want to pick up some chips or some snacks. But then
I feel like I just got dumber with this whole conversation. I don't even know what we accomplished here.
Whoa,
not much.
Boy, it's been a rough week for Woe Nelly. The best Woe Nelly of the week was when Stroll and Will Summers joined us from George Webb yesterday.
Can I ask something?
It's not even close.
So I've had a topic that I've wanted to bring up for a week in Woe Nelly. Can I bring it up now?
I hope it's better than what we've had.
How bad is it?
I went down a rabbit hole last week because the Little League World Series, it's going on now in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The American teams and then the international teams, and we all know how that goes. Last week was the regional round, or all they have the Midwest region, the Northeast, all that stuff. How come we can't get a Wisconsin Little League team to the Little League World Series?
Well, Whitefish Bay was in the mix. I saw that report.
I don't want to be in the mix. It's put up or shut up time. Since I was a kid, I couldn't remember ever a Wisconsin team getting to Williamsport. And then I went and I looked it up, and there's never been a Wisconsin team that's made it to Williamsport. In the history of, since the dawn of time, there's never been a Wisconsin Little League team in the Little League World Series. We have good baseball players at the youth level all around the state. Look at all the MLB players. Drake Baldwin.
GRB Academy. And,
yes, that's one of many. Like, how do we not get a Little League team to the Little League World Series from the state of Wisconsin? This is the next thing I want to check off on my Wisconsin sports bucket list, is I want a Wisconsin team to pull for and capture the hearts of our state at the Little League World Series in Williamsport. Every other state can do it but us.
You know the good news? Here's the good news, Jesse. I don't know what you and Becca's plans are. From a familial standpoint, you are a great baseball man. You have a dad that was an usher at Miller Park. When, if you're blessed to have some kids, you do it. You put in that time, you build that program, and you do it through Sun Prairie Beaver. Whatever it is, find a way. I put that on you. Instead of always complaining, solve the problem. This is something your goal is. Go get it. I like it. There you go. Homework for it.
Homework.
Yeah, all right. So, I would love for Jesse to coach a Little League team to incredible success and make it to Williamsport. I don't understand why you're as obsessed about this as you are. Again,
when I was a kid, it's like, oh, let's watch the Little League World Series. It's cool.
It is weird. It's a weird obsession.
It's not. I wouldn't say.
It always feels like it's California or Hawaii that make it.
Illinois is there quite a bit. Ohio's
maybe
had
a Florida team.
Yeah, there's been some good teams. New York's had a good run. Like, there are teams from states all around the country.
Yeah, they had a 16-year-old kid pitching.
I'm not saying
they had Almonte. Danny Almonte. Allegedly.
I didn't think we'd get a Danny Almonte reference on today's show. Oh my god.
Let's call it there.
Well, you never know what you're going to get.
Thought that went well. Go. I don't know about you. All right. That's it for Woe Nelly. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch. All right, so this is it for you guys this week, right? It's Bulaga and, Riley.
Sayonara.
Yeah. I stand in solidarity with Tausch.
Maybe I'll come back.
That's rude.
Thanks, Jesse.
Not very nice.
Be up there with all of everything that Caruso is bringing up for drinks and food.
Caruso? Fasano.
Fasano. Caruso. I've heard it both ways. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a show. That's for sure. Enjoy
Burger
your
fever.
Burgers.
Been something.
Tausch, hit them straight. Play well. Jesse, enjoy whatever Fasano brings you for your gathering.
Do we make sleeper picks for Sunday or Saturday since we're off? Or like, how do we do that? Are you good? Preseason?
Well, we're not
count?
Keeping score, so feel free
I'm
to send
leave
those
it up
along.
To Blue.
Rest the starters. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to Blue tomorrow. He can replace me.
Okay, we will. We look forward to that. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Again, Brian Bulaga, Riley Yauch, and me tomorrow on this here program. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.